The mission of Christ is very simple. To bring the message of God the Father on earth. And that's why Jesus says, those who listen to me, listen also to God the Father. After this, one of his disciples, Philip, asked Jesus, show us your Father, because they never see the Father. They can see just Christ, Jesus himself. But then Jesus says, when you see me, you see God the Father. So simple, because God the Father and the Son is one God. But we miss one person, the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus says, when my way, that means when I ascend to heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit to come on earth. And Jesus said, today, when you see me, many things I told you, you won't understand much. But when I'm back to the God the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit, and then you will understand whatever I told you. So can you imagine the simple way the Blessed Trinity involves? Love for God is a kind of communion. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one God. They are united. One God, three persons. And difficult to understand. But Jesus also, you don't have to understand many things. When we say God, the Blessed Trinity, the simple way is mutual love. Where there is mutual love, there is the presence of God. Because Jesus says, where two or three are united in my name, that means that mutual love, I am in your midst. So today, not only the Blessed Trinity live in Godhead, three persons, even today, Jesus lives in each one of us if we have this love in ourselves. So the unique message of Jesus, keep love in your hearts. That's why Jesus in the Last Supper, he said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And God's love is simple also. Just love unconditionally. Always be the first one to love. Where there is love, John says, there is God. Because God is love. So, in a simple way, when we try to, every moment, every present moment, try to live well. Just example, now, you sit down here, one mind, one heart to listen, and I stand here, one mind, one heart to speak now. Listen and speaking out, these two, that's a maturity. When you have real love for Jesus, you will put away all things, live well this present moment. When you live well this moment, I live well this moment, there is mutual love. And then Jesus will be present. And this is why so many times we try to put an effort to pay attention. Even the Word of God is long, many wordings. But you got something. Click something in your head. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Because there is love. Then you will understand. So you don't need to study 3-4 years theology in order to grasp the meaning of the gospel of the Bible. Most important, open heart with love, and especially this year of mercy. When you have mercy towards one another, the Holy Spirit lives in me, dwells in you. You don't have to worry. When time comes, the message, the wisdom of God will come. So let us try to live well every present moment. Only the present moment we can live the will of God. That's why Jesus says, don't worry so many things about tomorrow. Just carry your cross today. And Jesus once said the parable, there's a man that year harvest great. So he says to himself, okay, I will pick a big farm and I will put all my things there, and next year I will rest. And what Jesus command on this stupid fellow, to light, I will take your soul back to God the Father, and you worry about what about next year. And that's the simple way Jesus remind each one of us, live well every present moment with love, genuine love. That means to love unconditionally and always being the first one to love.